From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The collection of ancient artifacts stacked in the Berwyn, Illinois home of John Sisto was breathtaking. Etruscan artifacts going back to 900 BC, parchments and manuscripts, some with papal wax seals dating to the 1100s, religious relics, letters from kings and popes, thousands of artifacts valued between $5 and $10 million. And as it turns out, about half of them were stolen. The FBI's art crime team has now turned 1,600 of the items over to the Italian government for repatriation. The collector, John Sisto, died 2 years ago, and that was when his son, Joseph Sisto, called in the police. He joins us to talk about it. And Joseph, tell us, how did your father come to have this collection in the first place?
He spent his whole life collecting from the 1960s when he really was first in this country. He moved here in 1958. And he got a loan from his father, my grandfather, to buy some antiques and to see if there was an antiques market here in the United States. And he bought some rare books and sold those and started his business that way. And throughout the late 1960s and the early 70s, he went back and forth buying estates and castles, the contents of those estates in Italy, and then shipping them back here to the United States.
And you would just see your home filling up with ancient artifacts all around you?
It was pretty amazing. At some point, you could barely move in the house. It filled an entire double attic, an entire basement from floor to ceiling, where you'd only have a small walking path in the house. And the kitchen, all the bedrooms, completely filled with boxes.
And why would he have them in the house? What was the idea? Did he love just looking at them or reading them?
He loved looking at them. He was afraid someone would steal them. And he wanted very close control over it.
We should make it clear that according to the FBI, it wasn't your family members in Italy who stole these items. The FBI says it was probably third parties who would loot private collections and sell them to your father, your grandfather.
That is correct. The part that I do know, I don't know where some of these things came from. The part that I do know from childhood memories is I remember going to the castles and literally shopping and buying these things with him.
Would your father show you the items around the house? Would he take them out and look at them with you?
He would, because he wanted to say, look at this, this is incredible. Let me show you what the history is behind this and what was actually said in this document. And I learned a lot from it, and there were some things he had to learn. He would ask museum curators and scholars around the country, do you know what this is, and so forth, and he learned and put it together himself. Amazing for a man who he actually never went to college. He was completely self-taught. So he learned how to even translate ancient Latin, which was in script Latin, which almost nobody knows how to read. And he learned how to do that all by himself until he became an expert in the 1970s and 80s that other universities started calling him, asking him for help.
Why wouldn't your father have sent any of this collection to a museum so other people could share in it?
He first thought he would translate it himself and learn of the significance and get a benefactor to help him. But I don't think that benefactor was ever found. And in the end, in the last many years of his life, he really didn't want to sell it at all. He wanted to document it and spent years and years translating over 1,100 ancient manuscripts. And the translations are included with the material that the FBI has seized and is returning to Italy.
Well, I gather at some point you realized that something was not right with this collection. What was it that made you suspicious?
You know how things affect you in life in so many different ways. I got a degree in business. I went back for another degree in psychology. And then I went back for another degree in cultural anthropology at Georgia State. And I found out there was a UNESCO law, a treaty that was signed by the United States and virtually every country on Earth back in the early 1970s that said if it's considered a cultural artifact of the country, it needs to be returned to the country. The agreement that was signed in this treaty agreed not to prosecute if you would return the goods. I didn't want the event of my father's death to mean an inheritance for our family that would mean we're collecting stolen goods or smuggled goods or goods that didn't belong to us by treaty or by right. And after I learned of the true historical significance of this, it really belongs to the world and not to an individual.
And did you confront your father about that?
I did. It was a heartbreaking situation. It created problems in our family. It created a schism between myself, my father, and my brother, and so forth, about what to do with all of this stuff. It was enough to keep us apart for over a decade. So when I found the news of my father's death, I literally flew up on the next plane to Chicago from Atlanta and called the police, the local police, who entered the house the very first moment when I entered. So I entered the house with the police. So when the police entered, they asked, what is this and where did it come from? And I told them the truth. Within 2 hours, the FBI was there with agents taking photographs and documenting evidence.
What did they say?
It was a big wow. No one had expected it. And a lot of the material at the time, no one had ever seen ever before. They had to bring in lots of specialists. This would be the equivalent or the size of something like the ancient Sea Scrolls, Dead Sea Scrolls, that kind of huge and significance of an impact. The largest private collection of ancient books, which are called Incunabula, these are books that were actually printed before the Gutenberg press. So, you know, several thousand books before the printing press. So he had the largest private collection of both manuscripts and ancient books of anywhere.
Well, the FBI traced a lot of this back with Italian authorities. They're sending something like 1,600 artifacts back. How do you feel about that?
Wonderful. I really do. It's a huge relief. Because as much as I love my brother and my family, I think this will also help them. They won't have to live with the oppression of thinking they have stolen or smuggled goods or somebody might hurt them for or take somebody for ransom for something that's really invaluable. It's sort of like trying to own a Mona Lisa in your house, you know. You're always looking for it. You're afraid to leave the house alone. You have to lock all the doors and you don't trust anybody. And, you know, the end is you really shouldn't be owning a Mona Lisa. It's for everybody.
I wonder if there's any part of you that, knowing how much your father loved these things that he collected, regrets splitting the collection up, that so much is going to be going back to Italy.
I wonder about that. I'm not sure that that's all a bad thing for anybody. It will fill a museum there somewhere that will attract tourists and historians. And no doubt the historians are going to find things that will be revealed to the public that will be pretty interesting. I mean, for example, the Reformation by Martin Luther is documented in some of those manuscripts and some of the papal decrees and so forth. The persecution of the Jews in Europe is documented in some of those manuscripts. And the sale of indulgences that Luther was against is documented and actually signed and sealed by the popes. So finally proof that it actually happened and not just a dispute between Luther and the pope at the time. So it's good things, and it's good things that I think that the next generation of scholars past my father that want to really research this and dig into it can. And that warms my heart. That makes up for a lot of things. And hopefully my family here in the States will come around and understand that.
Well, Joseph Sisto, thanks very much for talking with us.
Melissa, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That's Joseph Sisto. His father, John Sisto, collected thousands of ancient artifacts and kept them in his bungalow in Berwyn, Illinois.